The Veterans Affairs Department has 10 new guiding principles the agency says should help it better communicate with industry. Vendors have said in the past there was a major disconnect between the VA acquisition shop and its individual medical networks. The VA's chief acquisition officer now says more change is on the way. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco joins me now to tell us what those memos could mean for industry. Nicole, what is going on? What are the guiding principles?
Sure. So VA's chief acquisition officer, Greg Giddens, put out two memos, actually, in late December, and we reported on them previously. But one was a re-release of an older myth-busting memo on acquisition and how the department should just in general communicate better with industry.
Myth-busting, that's a word we haven't heard in a couple of years. That kind of faded away from the early Obama administration days, and they're still at it.
Right, right. So basically this says that you should, contracting officers should meet with vendors when they can, as long as they're not giving one contractor preferential treatment over the other. And this was really one of the first times that Giddens has spoke about these memos that he's put out publicly. He spoke at an event with contractors and vendors at the Professional Services Council. And the second memo lays out 10 guiding principles for the VA. And I'll go through just a few of them here since there are 10 of them. But the one that he's really driving home is that good requirements make good contracts. This is his biggest point, his biggest focus as he looks to change the way the VA acquisition shop does its business. And this theme is going to be part of a new acquisition program management framework that Giddens hinted at and says that the VA will likely roll out later this summer. And what they're doing is they're looking at the FAR, they're looking at VA individual regulations and figuring out what actually needs to be a specific regulation and what can go into its manual as far as guiding further guiding principles that they can use in their work.
Is FAR, does that cover the VA, or it has its own acquisition regulations for some things like construction, right?
Right. And so the VA has its own manual and its own list of guidelines that it should have. Obviously, the FAR, you know, trumps that. But essentially, they're looking to see what really needs to be a rule, a regulation, and what they can kind of use as a theme in their work. Another principle that I want to point out here is that speed matters. And this is another kind of new theme that we're hearing about, especially recently. And he says that when it comes to veterans, a lot of times this stuff can't wait. They can't wait, you know, 12, 18 months for a contract to sort itself out. This is a theme that we've also heard before, especially from VA's Chief Information Officer, Laverne Council. She's really driving home aggressive timelines. Get this stuff done now and not later.
And she's also driving it through competition with industry or from industry as opposed to in-house type of work.
Exactly.
Which is a change in their culture to some degree.
Exactly. And that actually goes into another principle that he pointed out, which is competition is the default strategy. This is something that he wanted to point out in these guiding principles. And to that end, Giddens has said that in the past, bringing up the lowest price technically acceptable, they've defaulted to LPTA too often. He says it all goes back, though, to having good requirements. And in the past, they didn't often know what the requirements were or how to articulate them. And so what they're driving home now is, what exactly does the VA and the VA as a whole need? And how can they describe it and articulate it to contractors and potential vendors who are looking to do business with them? And this is, again, a major theme that these principles are trying to address.
It seems like they went astray from that whole idea in that hospital in Aurora, Colorado, where the requirements just kept creeping and creeping and creeping. And they started construction before all of the blueprints were even finished.
Right.
And look what a disaster that produced. That's kind of the ultimate example of not what they're talking about now.
Right. And Giddens was brought on after that, the construction, I guess, scandal, you could say, came to light. He was the person that they brought on to clean up some of this mess. And I think, yes, that is what's driving home some of these guiding principles that we're talking about. Another thing that he's pushing is just a focus on the VA supply chain. And I thought this was really interesting. He's encouraging the office to think more about ordering and less about procurement. To give you an example, in the past, let's say the VA, and this is an example that Giddens used, let's say in the past the VA wanted to buy 1,000 TVs. The ideal situation is that the VA would buy what multiple medical centers or the VA organizations need, basically buy it in bulk. But what happened is that an individual medical center didn't know about the VA contract to buy 1,000 TVs. So that medical center says, hey, I need five, so I'm going to go out and buy five TVs. And they missed the opportunity to get on board with this contract. They missed the opportunity to buy in to what the VA has already ordered.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. And so that seems like they have a communication issue with what it is they have available for those buying locations.
Right. I think that actually it all goes back to communication. And I heard that from multiple contractors in the room when Giddens spoke. Communication isn't flowing from the top on down, from the department down to individual medical centers or other officers in the field. And that brings up another one of these guiding principles, and that's industry engagement enables better proposals and better execution.
All right, so communication seems to be at the heart of a lot of these principles. What are they actually doing to improve communication between the agency and its 300 some thousand odd employees and industry?
Right, so a couple of different things. One, he's trying to push these memos down the chain. A key part of that is training upcoming acquisition specialists on these principles. So VA has its own acquisition academy. So teaching these principles in the classroom and getting them acclimated to this mindset and this sort of culture change early. Another thing they're doing is they're reconfiguring their customer metrics right now. That's an ongoing process. In the past, the general feedback maybe said one thing, and then what showed up on the performance scorecard showed another. So what he heard from vendors in the field when they went out to speak at different events was completely the opposite of what their performance scorecard said. So Giddens realized, again, there's a disconnect there, and they want to reevaluate their current metrics. A few other things they're doing. This summer, they're exploring the idea of having an industry liaison, or as Giddens described it, an industry clearinghouse. So what this is it's a place where vendors could send their questions to a specific person or maybe a few people, and the goal is to have a set point of contact there. They're also trying to get organized and reinstitute a procurement conference later this fall. And this is something that went away a couple years ago.
Conference.
Exactly.
That conjures up all kinds of bad associations.
Exactly. And he mentioned that. He says VA and other agencies, you know, we've gotten away from this, and it's time to get back out there. It's time to bring some of these events back. This is a way to meet people. This is a way to get some FaceTime and answer some of these questions with industry.
Just do it with peanut butter and jelly instead of filet mignon.
Right. I went to a government conference, and they said, we're only approved for water. We're not approved for coffee. That's fine. Just hold the conference, get approval for water, not the coffee.
And bring your own creamer. But getting back to that issue of a specific contact, I mean, there are such things in the FAR and in the whole system called contractors representatives. They used to be called contractor technical representatives. Now they're just called CORs, contracting officer representatives. Seems like that position could be elevated into this point of contact.
Right. And I think what he's describing here is just a central place where maybe one or two people know exactly what's going on at all different levels with some of these contracting officers, individual contracts, large contract vehicles, that this person or this group of people can answer some frequently asked questions from vendors in that space.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues and read her story. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.